Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we believe that finances don't have to be confusing. You shouldn't have to face them alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, founder of Crystal Clear Finances, certified financial planner, and I am excited because today we are going to be talking about strategies for savings. And if you've been following us online on our Facebook Live, you know that earlier this week, we had our very first roundtable discussion. Now, let me just give you a little heads up as far as what that involved, because we'll be doing this next month as well on October 21st. See, a lot of times individuals will call our office and they'll say, you know, what do you think about this? And they'll talk about savings. They'll talk about investments. They'll talk about, should I buy a house? Should I not buy a house? They'll talk about everything financial with us, which is exactly what we want them to do. However, what they're really asking for is the wisdom and the thought process that we go through before we give the advice. So I've always learned that it's better not to just give a person a fish, but actually teach them how to fish. And so when it comes to finances, we want to do the same exact thing. We want to make sure we're giving the financial insight that says, hey, here's the thought process involved. If X plus Y equals Z. Now use this thought process with different financial situations that come up. And since we receive this request all the time, I thought, why don't we once a month have a roundtable discussion where people can join us on a Facebook Live? They can type in their questions. Don't worry, nobody sees you. You can still be at home. You can still be in your pajamas if you want to, but you can type in that question and then we can answer those questions live. And what a great time we had. I was joined by George Amador III, another certified financial planner in our office here at Crystal Clear Finances. Then, of course, my son, George Langdon V, who we affectionately call Five, because yes, there are way too many Georges in our office. And so the three of us were able to answer questions and talk about some of our thought processes when it came to strategies for savings. And so today I want to spend just a little bit of time going over that during our short 25 minutes together that we have. Now, one of the huge areas where we focused on is we focused on mindset, because I know you've heard me say this at least 1,000 times, that we become wealthy in our mind long before it ever shows up into our accounts. And the reason for that is the thought processes that we go through either continue to help us move forward towards wealth, or they actually keep us from creating wealth. You know, a lot of times people will say, well, I tried something, I didn't get wealthy, I didn't make money, I'm just giving up on it. Now, there's a difference between letting something work its process, and we talked about that just the other day, and then there's a difference between just trying something without a thought process. And so we want to talk about today a little bit about the thought process of banks are where you go to help build your savings, because the thought process has always been, it's banks that make you wealthy, right? When you think about safe money, how many of you, and don't worry, you can raise your hand and nobody else will see, but how many of you, when you think about safe money, the very first thought that comes to mind is, well, I'm going to go to a local bank. But if we look at a local bank, for many individuals, for most individuals, they're getting point nothing on the savings account, or they're capped at a limit on what they can get. Now, does this mean we never use banks? Oh, absolutely not. We have a bank that's right downstairs from us, from where our office building is, but we want to have a good relationship with a bank, but we don't need to look at the bank as the place that's going to make us wealthy. And I want you to walk through the thought process on that. See, many times when you think of a bank, what happens? Well, an individual decides, I'm going to start a bank. And so then they apply for the proper permits and everything that's needed. And then they run specials. You get a free toaster. Yes, I know, I'm showing my age. You get a free toaster. You get a free microwave if you come in and put the bank deposits in with them. Now, what do they do when they get that bank deposit? That's right. They turn around and take your money and loan it out to someone else, or they take your money and they're able to invest it so that they can make more money. And with that more money they made, off of your money. They're able to pay you just a little bit of interest, and then they get to keep the rest. So it's not that banks make you wealthy, you make banks wealthy. I'm just going to say that one more time, because when I first began to lay out how the banks open and how they get all the money, all the assets under management, and then I realized, oh, are they really putting all of their money in, or are they literally just telling people, bring me your money and then I will pay you a very limited amount to have your money here. In fact, I'm going to charge you for if you use this service, or I'm going to watch to make sure you don't go too low, and then I'm going to charge you a fee if you don't keep X amount of dollars in there that I can loan out to other people, and the banks become wealthier from your money. Many times, banks don't make you wealthy. You make banks wealthy. And because we have that mindset of we need to go to the bank for safe money, we let it happen day after day. You know, I heard an example, and I'm sure you've heard of this too, where an individual said that they watched their mom making a baked ham. Now, I don't know about you, but I love baked hams with that pineapple and the brown sugar and the maraschino cherry in the middle, right? And they use the toothpicks and they put the pineapples all around the ham, and then they bake it in the oven. And this little girl would watch her mom make baked hams every year at the holidays. And what would happen was, just before the mom would go to put it in the oven, she'd cut off the end, put it in the baking pan, and shove it into the oven. And the smell would fill the house, and everyone was excited to eat that Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner, depending on what holiday was being celebrated. And that little girl one day grew up and she became a mom. And so at the holiday, she did the same thing. She went to the store, bought the biggest ham that she could find, put brown sugar over it, pineapples, and the maraschino cherry right in the middle. And then before she put it in the oven, she would cut off the end, then put it in the baking dish and put it in the oven. Until one day her little daughter said, "Mom, why do you always cut off the end of that baked ham?" Well, she said, "I don't know. Grandma always did." So she went to her mom and said, "Mom, why do we cut that off? Does it make it juicier? Does it make it so it cooks better? What is the strategic reason of why we do that with that baked ham?" To which the mom replied, who is now the grandmother, said, "Well, because it couldn't fit in my oven. I had to cut the end off." And here this daughter had been cutting the end off of the ham her entire life because she thought that was the way it had to be. I want you to think about your savings account. How many of you, how many of us, all our lives were told, you, if you want to have a savings account, if you want to have safe money, if you want to build money, then you need to go to a bank because that's how you build wealth. But when we begin to question it, when we begin to dive just a little bit deeper, we see that that mindset is not actually correct. Now, I do want to say that maybe just like the mom or now the grandmother who years ago had to cut off the end of the ham so it could fit in the oven, that worked for her. Banking did work for a lot of people. Do you remember when they had money markets that were giving 5, 6, even 7%? Now, a money market, for those of you who may not be familiar, a money market, it's like a glorified checking account that gets interest, that you didn't have to keep this big minimum in. You could have this in your local bank and you would get interest. You actually made money on safe money in a bank. Imagine that. No wonder grandma and grandpa said that the banks were the best place to put your money, because that's what they were experiencing. At that point in time, what the banks were offering was actually more than the cost of living. It was keeping up and going past. It was actually helping our parents, our grandparents, create a form of wealth off of safe money. But what we have to realize is that after a while, as times change, as we look at the economy, we can't just take the concept of, oh, this is where we always go, because there are many different strategies that can be used for savings. And while it may have worked in the past by just going to the bank and putting your resources in the bank and they built wealth and they made money, you gave money, everybody's happy. We know by looking at our bank accounts today, that's not the story now. And so we have to begin challenging the thought process of, if it's not working, is it still the right path to take? Now, some of you might be saying, well, Crystal, not everything works at once. And I do want to make sure that we pause on this for just a minute, because you're right. Just because something doesn't work overnight or doesn't work for a couple months and you tried it doesn't mean it's wrong. Hey, if you've looked at me on Facebook, you know that I just ran a marathon, right? And if I had just said, well, I tried running for a week and you know what? It didn't help get me ready, or didn't help change things, or I'm not ready for it, I'm giving up. Well, then I didn't give it the proper amount of time and training. But when I began to realize, okay, so in order to do this properly, it's going to take time, and here are the steps I need to take, and it's been proven over and over. If I will follow this process, if I will get this type of sleep, if I will eat these types of food, if I will run 5 days a week, if I will follow this program, then this is the results I can plan on. Although I didn't see it the first week, the second week, it wasn't until I was into my 18th week that I began to say, huh, this is actually working. Well, the same thing applies with finances. We're not looking for some get rich quick thing. We're not looking that, oh, if I don't see the results tomorrow, then this is wrong. What we're challenging when we look at things is we're challenging the thought process to see if everything's still in place to show a proven result, a proven track record. And if we can see it, if we were still getting 5, 6, 7% at our local bank when we put our money into a checking or a savings account, good golly, Miss Molly, we'd probably all still be doing it. But the fact that we're not seeing that, the fact that it's not just you, it's not just the neighbor next door, across the board, across the country, individuals are looking at that and they're saying, wait a minute, I was told this is the only option that I have when it comes to savings, and that they're starting to see, but I'm not getting the results that they told me I would. Then you begin to challenge the thought process. Then you begin to say, show me the proof. What did my mom used to say? And I know, boy, this show, I am giving you my age away, because the proof, my mom used to say, is in the pudding. And if I can't go back and see that across the board that banks are giving 5, 6, 7%, they're helping people build savings and rewarding them for them, then I know that I need to go to another alternative. And you know, that's the scary part, is that many individuals will think that, oh, there's only one options for safe money, and that's the bank. And if you take anything from this radio program, or if you decide to go on our Facebook page of Crystal Clear Finances and pull up our roundtable discussion, you'll see that we talk about the fact that there are actually several proven ways that you can begin to save safe money outside of the market, that we don't have to have this either or mentality. You know, one of the discussions my son had brought up when we were doing our roundtable discussion earlier this week was that many times we think one of the misconceptions is that we can either have growth or we can have safety, but never the two shall meet. We can't have both of them. And you know what? We've been trained that way, haven't we? Over years and years of looking at our bank statement and seeing, what? I made 42 cents? Or if you made $42 off of $100,000, you see these things and you're like, I can't believe this, because you do know they are making more than that 42 cents. They're making more than that $42. They are making their money so that they have the beautiful buildings and that they can hire all the people. So they're making money on your money, which is okay. Workmen's worthy of their hire, but it's your money. So you need to be making money too. And that's why it's so important to understand you can have growth and safety at the same time. Now, A lot of people will say, well, Crystal, how much growth are you talking about? Well, everybody's different in their interpretation of what growth is. But when I'm talking about relatively safe money, money, let's put use maybe use a different word, money outside the market. That's a better way maybe to say it. So money outside the market, we need to understand if it's outside the market, growth is not like 10 or 20% because you can't even guarantee that in the market. Now, some days you can, some really good days, some really good years, but you can also say that there's negative 10 or 20% in the market. So when we're looking for growth and safety, it can happen. What if it happens at 3, 4, or 5%? Those are the same type of rates that money markets used to offer before, right? When they were saying, hey, we can give you 5%, that was a wonderful thing. That can still happen when we begin to look at the right type of tools, the right type of positioning, and understanding that savings is a good thing and that we don't have to give up everything we have and give it to the bank and let them be the one that creates wealth off of your money. Although our nation is going back to work and the market is responding, how do you personally build your business, recover your investments, and restore positive cash flow? Evaluating the financial impact of COVID with a certified financial planner from Crystal Clear Finances can help identify strengths and recognize stress fractures within your financial plan. These critical insights can provide guidance, and with the right adjustments, you can confidently experience personal financial recovery. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and experience confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. If you've been joining us lately, you know that we are expanding into Facebook Live. We're having roundtable discussions once a month. We're doing Wealthy Wednesdays where we have the financial gems for you to chew on, think about, and apply to your finances so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Well, starting next month, we also have a YouTube channel because we're going to start videotaping our radio, and George Amador III, G3 as I like to call him, G3 will be joining me, and we'll be able to have discussions. Not only will it be on our radio station, not only will it be in our podcast, but if you want to see what we look like, you can join us on our Crystal Clear Finances YouTube channel in just 2 weeks, because we're going to begin to make sure that we're reaching all the demographics. We want to make sure that each and every individual across this country has the information that they need so that they can have that confidence for every financial decision. I mean, think about it. What if you could lie down at night and know, whew, with everything that's going on in this crazy world right now, one thing you don't have to worry about are the decisions you're making with your finances, because you have confidence. You know what to do as far as savings. You know how you're wanting to position your investments, and you know that you have the proper protection, estate planning, and legacy planning in place so that you can face what tomorrow brings. And that's what we want to do. So whether you see us on our Facebook channel at Crystal Clear Finances, you find us on the podcast, which you can find us on the Apple, you can find us in Podbean, you can find us pretty much anywhere. We're trying to pop up so that you are empowered and encouraged to be able to do the things in life, to reach those goals. Because I don't believe it's right that you feel frustrated or confused when it comes to finances. They shouldn't be finances, and you shouldn't have to face them alone. But you have a team here at Crystal Clear Finances, and we're excited to give you confidence for every financial decision. Well, let's jump back into our discussion. And today we're talking about the fact that just the other day, we were able to have a roundtable discussion in regards to strategies for savings. It was our first roundtable. I thought it went pretty well. I was joined by my son, five, George Langdon the fifth, and then also joined by George Amador the third. So G3 and five were here, and we were discussing that strategies for savings, there's more than just one path out there. And listen, if you feel very comfortable and you want to keep money in a bank, it's your money. Just understand that things may have changed since years ago when they offered nice interest rates, when they were offering great CDs, and you didn't have to have any risk and you made money while it's in the bank. But I want to make sure that you're not making the bank wealthy, that you're using tools for your safe money that can make you wealthy. Now, when we talked on Wednesday, and I want to go back to that discussion, we had talked about the fact that a lot of times what I think the stumbling blocks are when it comes to strategies for savings is that there's a stigma. You know, we've decided in our minds somehow as a society that bank is the only safe place. Kind of look at it like this. And I remember when someone collected unemployment, how people, and I know this isn't right and it's not this way anymore, thankfully, but in the past, growing up, when someone was on unemployment, people did not look favorably upon them. Now, that's there. I'm not saying that was correct that the way that they viewed, but in the past 20, 30 years ago, it really wasn't an acceptable form of getting income in. Then we walk through COVID this year, and I want to show you what a difference it is. Was anyone walking around saying, oh, you filed bankrupt or you got unemployment? No. People were like, are you okay? Do you have resources? Can you make it through this COVID crisis? How are you doing? People were grateful. They were asking the government. They were asking the state. They were asking, we need resources. We have children to feed, mortgages to pay. We need those resources. And the stigma was removed. Now, it didn't just happen this year. It's been gone for several years. But the point of the matter was years ago, people were too proud to be on unemployment because they said, oh, I don't like the way it looks and I don't want to be someone on unemployment. And if you think about it, just relax a little bit, but think about it. You know, there were many people like that. Same thing with bankruptcy, right? A lot of people thought about bankruptcy and they're like, oh, I'll never file bankruptcy. And if someone did, they were like, oh, they filed bankruptcy. And I'm not saying it's right, but it was a stigma about 30 years ago. Now think about it. Now it's just like changing your shirt. Yep, I got filed bankruptcy. There's no stigma attached to it. Now you might say, well, Crystal, what in the world does that have to do with strategies for savings? Because here's the deal. Many times individuals, because of a stigma of what vehicles are available to create savings, they don't like the sound of the vehicle. And so they say, I'm not going to use it. And what happens is they rob themselves of the opportunity. Let me give you an example. In this country, there are two, count them, two ways that you can have completely federal and state tax-free money that you can use in retirement. The first one is very accepted. It's a Roth IRA. People enjoy it. As soon as they understand how it works, they sign up for it. It's a great tool for many individuals. So that's accepted. There is no stigma. But I want to talk about the second one in the brief time we have left. The second one is life insurance. And the problem is this, is that many individuals, when they think of life insurance, they think of, well, I'm just going to get term insurance, or it's just about the death benefit. And what they rob themselves is of from understanding is out of the two vehicles that allow for tax advantage growth, that allow you to be able to build wealth and it not count against you, life insurance is the second one. So when people are saying, hey, I need to put money in a safe place, in a place where it's outside the market. Remember, that's how we're defining safe, money outside the market. Not that there's never any risk because it builds with the strength of the company, you know, the whole disclosure that goes with that. But when we're looking for a place to put money outside the market, people think that the bank's the only place because they have a stigma against life insurance, and yet life insurance and the Roth are the only two places you can have that tax-free growth. And when we look at our country, where we are headed financially with all of the talk about taxes and where it will go, or just look at what happened this year with how much money was given in unemployment, how much money was given to businesses to help them with the PPP, all the different things to keep people employed. Do you think our nation is going to need to raise taxes to help pay for this? Very possibly down the road, if you think about it, are taxes going up or down? So if we have the opportunity to save money outside the market in a safe vehicle based on the credibility of the company, I want to make sure I have compliance in there, based on track records of over 100 years, the past is never the performance indicator, boy, compliance, when we begin to look at it in a nutshell, it all boils down to the fact that don't let a stigma of a name of a vehicle, a name of a savings vehicle that can help you build wealth, or because you had some life insurance salesman who did a horrible job explaining it, a horrible job creating and implementing the policy, and literally was just there to steal your money. Don't let that count against those who can come alongside you and help you build real savings that can position you and your family for a future that can deal with the taxes, that can help you so that when the market's being all crazy like it was this year, you have a place for that money. You know, one of the things that I enjoyed so much this year, and boy, this has been a hard year for Americans. You know, it's odd to be able to say there was something good that happened this year. But the joy that I felt when people would say, Crystal, I see where my accounts are in the market. And some, yeah, only down 5%, 8%, some 25%, 20%. But to be able to sit with them and say, but here's the money we positioned in your life insurance policy that's outside the market. Do you need me to go get it? Do you have it? Do you want me to take some while you're waiting for unemployment? Do you need some while you've been laid off at this job and while you're searching for the new one? Knowing that they had those resources and it positioned in a way that it has guarantees based on the company that it's giving them in growth that's surpassing what was at the local bank helps them feel at peace knowing they had implemented a strategy for savings that worked for them. Well, I'm looking at the clock and realizing we're at the end of our time together. I hope you're encouraged today. I hope you see that, you know what, there are strategies out there. It isn't just one strategy for savings. There are other ways that we can save outside the local bank. Not that the bank is the enemy, but the bank isn't making most people wealthy in this country anymore, right? The bank is becoming wealthy because of the people in this country. I just think you should be the one. I think you should be the one that lays down at night and has that confidence to know you are making the right financial decisions for you and your family, and that you have safe money outside the market that's actually growing for you. Well, if you are interested in putting a plan like this together for you, I would encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181, or you can go online and email us through crystalclearfinances.com. And of course, you can watch our videos, tune into our shows on our Facebook page, Crystal Clear Finances. So until next week, I want to encourage you to remember that finances don't have to be confusing and you shouldn't have to face it alone, because you can have confidence for every financial decision, and we'd love to help you. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.